From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian airliner crash in Egypt, not due to pilot error. Senior officials at Metrojet have ruled out any technical failure or human error from the airline, blaming external reasons for the plane crash that killed all 224 people aboard. Metrojet Deputy Director for Aviation Alexander Smirnov says the plane was damaged in a way that did not allow it to continue to fly. He said the only explanation is what he called some kind of external action. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the world should respect his Justice and Development Party's victory in a parliamentary election Sunday. He said the people of Turkey have voted for stability. Sunday's elections were free and peaceful, but international elections observers denounced media restrictions in the run-up to the voting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told Kazakhstan President Nursultan Nazarbayev Monday that the United States is appreciative of his support for nuclear nonproliferation and the fight against Islamic State insurgents. The top U.S. diplomat stopped in the Kazakh capital of Astana as part of a four-day visit of former Soviet states in Central Asia.
Today, what we want to see is not a struggle between China and Russia and the United States and a zero-sum game. What we want to see is a Central Asia that claims its place as an engine of growth at the heart of a modern and dynamic Asia.
John Kerry. The United Nations Security Council has condemned Sunday's attack by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab on a Mogadishu hotel. The attack left at least 12 people dead, including the owner of the hotel, a military commander, and two lawmakers. This is VOA News. Four Israelis were stabbed in separate attacks Monday. Police in Netanya shot and killed a Palestinian who attacked and seriously injured a 70-year-old man. Police say the attack came just hours after another Palestinian knifed several people, including an 80-year-old woman near Tel Aviv. 11 Israelis have been killed in Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings. The United Nations says more than 218,000 migrants crossed the Mediterranean Sea during the month of October. That's more than the total amount of migrants that crossed in all of last year. The new Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, appeared on national television to talk about how he intends to lead as Speaker. Victor Beatty takes a look.
The 45-year-old Ryan, the youngest Speaker elected in more than 100 years, says his election represents a new day and promised to break with the past.
Get the House working like it was intended to work, like the founders intended it to work. Open up the process. I think it's very important that we do find common ground where we can find common ground to advance the nation's interests and do it in a way where we don't have to compromise principle.
Ryan says many Americans are falling behind economically, with about 46 million living in poverty, and described U.S. foreign policy as a disaster. Ryan, who is second in line of succession to the presidency behind the vice president, says he was elected to unify Republicans and plans to operate by leading the House to consensus rather than dictating consensus. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction concluded Monday the military spent an exorbitant amount of money, nearly $43 million, on a natural gas automobile filling station in Afghanistan. Afghans have no use for such a facility. The White House says U.S. Special Operations troops sent to Syria will not be there to engage in raids or combat. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the troops are intended to be a force multiplier, freeing frontline troops to fight the enemy. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a campaign launched a year ago to end statelessness is making some progress. Lisa Schlein reports.
An estimated 10 million people have fallen through the cracks and are not considered citizens of any country. They are stateless and as such are denied benefits that come with a birth certificate and a nationality. The UN Refugee Agency reports a child is born stateless at least every 10 minutes. The UNHCR urges all states to ensure universal birth registration to allow mothers to pass on their nationality to their children and eliminate laws that deny children nationality because of their ethnicity, race, or religion. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations says rebels in South Sudan have released 13 UN contractors. Those contractors were taken hostage last week. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.